You're listening to a podcast from Victory. God sees, knows, and looks after his people. Learn more about this through Hagar's story in week 3 of our series, Awesome God.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to see all of you here in our 9 a.m. online worship service. And I'm also glad to know that you and your family are joining us as well. So we are continuing on our series, Awesome God. And in fact, we are now on our third week of this series. 2 weeks ago, we've learned that the Lord is Jehovah, the self-existent God. Then a week ago, we've learned that Jehovah is Shalom, meaning that the Lord is our peace. And naniniwala po ako no, na importante po na maintindihan natin that He is our peace because even up to this time, no, meron pa rin po tayong pandemic na pinagdadaanan. So today, we will be learning a new name of our God. And hopefully po, no, this series will cause us all the more to deepen our knowledge and our relationship with Him. Not only that, but it would cause us to fear Him, revere Him, and worship God all the more, causing us to become a missional as well. So I have a question to all of us as we go on with our preaching. Have you ever felt being rejected or left alone? Naranasan mo na ba yung feeling na parang walang nakakapansin at nakaka-appreciate sa'yo? Maybe you feel like you are abandoned or out of place. And because of all these emotions that you have, the bad and not so good things na experience mo before, make you ask questions like, meron ba nakakaintindi sa akin? Meron bang nakakakita ng sitwasyon ko? Meron bang nakakaramdaman ng o meron bang nakakaramdam ng pinagdadaanan ko? Or probably you could ask this question or natatanong mo tong question na to, does God really cares? Okay, natutulog ba si God? Now in our text today, we will be learning about, as I've said, the new name of God and His attribute through the story of Hagar. So with that, I want you to open your Bible to Genesis 16 and we will be reading starting in verse 7. Okay, so if you're there, let me read that text to you. It says here, "The angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. And he said, 'Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from and where are you going?' She said, 'I am fleeing from my mistress Sarai.' The angel of the Lord said to her, 'Return to your mistress and submit to her.' The angel of the Lord also said to her, 'I will surely multiply your offspring so that they cannot be numbered for multitude.' And the angel of the Lord said to her, 'Behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son. You shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. He shall be a wild donkey of a man, his hand against everyone, and everyone's hand against him, and he shall dwell over against all his kinsmen.'" Verse 13, "So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, 'You are a God of seeing.' For she said, 'Truly, here I have seen him who looks after me.' Therefore, the well was called Beer Lahairoi. It lies between Kadesh and Bered. And Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram called the name of his son, whom Hagar bore, Ishmael. Abraham was 86 years old when Hagar bore Ishmael to Abram." This is the word of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for this morning. I pray, God, that you would speak to us, Lord, in our hearts. Also, we pray, God, that you reveal your name to us in a way that will cause us, God, to worship you, Lord God, and revering your name, Lord. Not only that, but causing us, Lord God, to reach out, God, to other people. Thank you, God, that you are a God who is concerned with all of us. We bless you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Now, dito po sa text na binasa natin, no, let me give you a background. We all know, nung Genesis 12 po, ito po yung time na tinawag ni God si Abraham and he said na get out of your father's household and go to the land I will show you. And the Lord was telling him there that I will bless you, okay? I will make you into a great nation. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you. Then in chapter 15, okay, this was the time na God made a covenant, okay, with Abraham. Abraham was actually asking God if Eliezer of Damascus could be his heir, since he and Sarah remain childless. So God made a covenant with him, and the Lord told him that his very own son will be his heir. Now in this chapter, chapter 16, si Sarah po, no, hindi pa niya naririnig yung promise ni God to Abraham. Okay, so Sarah only knew the promise in chapter 18 of Genesis. That's why here in chapter 16, mababasa natin, since Sarah remained barren and childless, so she gave Hagar, her servant, to Abraham to become his wife. Okay? And sadly, dito sa story na binasa natin, Abraham listened to her until Hagar became pregnant. Now, at first glance po, no, when we look at chapter 16, chapter 16 almost looked like a dead end. Okay, why? Because we all know that Hagar's son, si Ishmael, was not the chosen line for Abraham. So this story appeared to be nothing like a cautionary tale, meaning an example of what happens when we try to fulfill God's purposes in our own way and strategy. But this story gives us insight, okay, and revelation into the very character of God. And the new name that we can learn about God here can be seen in verse 13 of chapter 16 when sabi rito ni Hagar, "You are a God of seeing. For she said, truly here I have seen him who looks after me." Now, not only we were given a new name for God as Elroy, okay, sabi nga doon yung Beer Lahai Roy or Elroy, which means the God who sees, but we are given a story that displays God's compassion, okay, for the marginalized and the forgotten. And this story is important to the overall narrative of Scripture because it gives us a pattern for understanding how God relates to people on the margins and even those outside of His covenant with compassion. We may not see them, okay, we might miss them, but God does not. Okay, ibig sabihin, ang Diyos po natin, no, ay mahabagin. He has sympathetic consciousness sa mga distress na pinagdadaanan ng mga tao, and He has this desire to alleviate and ease it. Si God po as a mahabagin na Diyos, eh, kapag po ay naawa po siya sa atin, no, talaga naman bibigyan niya po tayo ng kagaanan at kaginhawaan ng loob, katulad po ng nangyari kay Hagar. And speaking of Hagar, so para po mas makilala natin yung isa sa mga character na pinag-usapan natin today, who is Hagar, by the way? Para po masundan po natin yung storyline nung binasa po natin na scripture. Well, si Hagar po was an Egyptian girl who was a slave to Abraham's wife, Sarah. Okay, she was a nobody. She was a foreign slave girl. She'd been mistreated by her mistress. She has no rights, no choices, no opinions. Kasi nga po, no, since she is a slave, she might be emotionally abused because of the treatment given to her by Sarah. She was in despair, hopeless, alone, rejected. Alam po niyo yung cast out after being used. Okay, surely yung feeling na no one cares and no one understands her. Okay, and out of desperation, nakita natin dun sa story na talagang umalis siya sa puder nila Abraham at saka ni Sarah, okay, because she cannot take anymore the abuse and the pain in her heart. So she quickly found herself alone and defenseless. Okay, kung saan natagpuan siya ng angel, no, without shelter or sustenance and pregnant no less. Okay, sabi dun sa binasa natin, to say she might felt scared, lonely, and unloved. Grabe, no? Na, na nararamdaman niyo po ba 'to? Naririnig niyo po ba yung pinagdadaanan ni Hagar? Okay, so in her despair, she wondered if anyone cared about her or what was going to happen to her and to her unborn child. And yet, in the story, the Lord saw her in distress. Okay, provided for her need, bless her son Ishmael, okay, the child of Abraham. That's why Hagar gave the name El Roy, which means the God who sees. And her story reminds all of us that no matter who we are, where we are, whatever season we have right now, the truth of the matter is the Lord God sees us and cares about us. Now, if we will look at Hagar, probably, if not all, some of us can relate to her situation, lalong-lalo na nung wala pa tayong relationship to our Lord Jesus Christ. Or probably you know someone who is or who has the same affliction. Or maybe you're not in the same boat, okay, with Hagar, but this preaching may remind all of us, you and me, okay, about God's attributes that will cause us to worship God and be missional all the more. That's why yung story ni Hagar, no, is full of God's goodness. Okay? The story of Hagar, we can learn that how the Lord worked in Hagar's life and showing His compassion to her. So let's find out together, how did she come to know God as El Roy? Ano kaya yung mga na-experience niya? In verse 7, sabi po rito, the angel of the Lord found her by a spring of water in the wilderness, the spring on the way to Shur. So at this moment, no, si Hagar was not sure kung saan siya pupunta. Okay, so we can learn here that God is a God who seeks and finds. Now, the Hebrew word for found refers to finding someone or something that is lost or misplaced. Certainly, si Hagar po, no, must have felt both lost and misplaced. Okay, alone in a barren desert wilderness, pregnant with a child because of another person's willful desire, but she was not alone, and the angel found her. Some of the Bible scholars said, yung angel po na to is not an ordinary angel, because probably sinasabi po ni iba na this angel could be God Himself or the Lord Jesus. And again, she was not alone, si Hagar, because the angel found her. I realized that this is where God find many of us, alone and in the wilderness. But rest assured that He will find us. Okay, that He knows everything in us. He knows our past and our future. And this has been God's position from the very start, that He is a God who seeks and finds. And even though He asks, Hagar, okay, saan ka ba nang galing? Okay, o sa ka ba pupunta? The omniscient and omnipresent God already knew the answer. Okay, alam niya kung ano yung pinagdadaanan ni Hagar, because gustong ipakita ni God kay Hagar that there's someone who is concerned sa buhay niya. Okay, so and while I was reading this, this is very striking for me, because God steps into Hagar's life in a time where she would least expect it. Yung hindi niya inaasahan. Di ba, minsan po, ganun po yung nangyari sa atin. Yung hindi natin inaasahan na bigla nating ma-encounter si God. Okay? Si Hagar, she was angry, resentful. Probably she felt a sense of injustice. And yung pagkatinig naman yung situation niya, no, parang hindi niya imposible na marinig niya si God. Unang-una, maaring naririnig niya lang si God, pero wala siyang personal relationship with God. Hindi niya kakilala talaga si God. But it proved to be the great turning point of Hagar's life. Okay? So, and this could be true to many of us. God is seeking and finding us, okay, even when we are not in good shape. Diba? Yung mess natin, He's turning it to become a message. Even when our hearts are unclean, or when we are at a loss and don't know what to do, for indeed, it was the loss that our God is finding. Diba kaya nga sinasabi sa Bible na the Lord is after to those who are sick and not the well. That is why in Luke 19, Verse 10 sabi doon, for the Son of Man has come to seek and save that which was lost. Okay, dito pa lang nakita natin that the Lord is really in the business of us seeking and finding and saving people. Ezekiel 34 verse 16 said, I will seek the lost, bring back the scattered, bind up the broken, and strengthen the sick. Okay, not only is he in the business of seeking, finding, and saving, but he is also in the business of gathering the lost, the scattered, the broken, and the sick to strengthen everyone. Then Genesis 3 verse 9, but the Lord God called to the man and said, where are you? Again, just one proof that the Lord is in the business of looking for all of us. And just like Hagar, maybe God is asking the same question to all of us. Where are you? Okay? Or where have you come from? Ang tagal mong nawala, saan ka nang galing? Saan ka ba punta? Saan ka ba nagpunta? Saan ka pupunta? And the truth of the matter is, we cannot hide anything from God. That we cannot hide even our situation. Why? Because He is omnipresent. Okay, He is everywhere. Now the question is, where are you in this life? Okay? Where are you in your relationship with God? Are you in the wilderness right now? Are you in your darkest moment of your life? Is your life going in the wrong direction? Guess what? It is still not a hopeless case for you. You know why? Because God cares. That all we need to do is to pause for a while, just like Hagar, di ba? Huminto siya from running and stayed by the stream of the water. Let me tell you, stop running away from God, okay? And His will and His purposes in your life. As you pause, you might encounter, okay, the very calling of God in your life. As you pause, you might see, okay, with your eyes that God is patiently seeking and finding you, just like how He found Hagar. Kaya nga sabi rin po sa Psalm 139 verse 7, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? Okay, not only we have a God who seeks and finds, God is a God who listens. Okay, in verse 11, sabi po, and the angel of the Lord said to her, behold, you are pregnant and shall bear a son, and you shall call, okay, and his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. By the way, that word Ishmael means that God hears or God listens. And here the Lord is omniscient. That's why He knows exactly what is happening and what will happen to Hagar and her son. And in this verse, we can also learn that God is a God who listens. Yes, there's no mention dito sa binasa natin na kung nag-pray ba si Hagar or kakilala niya ba talaga si Hagar or kung may knowledge siya about God or kung may relationship siya. Parang wala naman tayong nabasa. Pero kahit walang sinabi, okay, si Hagar, okay, about her struggle, basta umiiyak lang siya, meron siyang nararamdaman na parang injustice. And nung nagkausap sila ni God, she was surprised that God knew and heard Hagar's cry of distress. Kaya nga sabi doon, di ba? The angel of the Lord said to her, behold, you are pregnant, you shall bear a son, you shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord has listened to your affliction. Okay? Ganun din po sa atin, no? I believe God is listening, okay, to both our spoken and unspoken prayers. Why? Because He knows the cry of our hearts. He knows the cry of your heart. So don't be dismayed as if nobody listens to you. Psalm 44 verse 21 said, would not God discover this? Hindi ba malalaman ni God yung mga pinagdadaanan natin? Yung mga pains na meron tayo sa buhay natin? Sabi rito, for He knows the secrets of the heart. That's why, have you ever felt no one is listening to your stories? That some have gotten tired of listening to your cries? Experience mo na ba yung parang ayaw na makinig sa'yo ng mga tao dahil paulit-ulit na lang yung kwento mo? Same old the stories, may bago pa ba? And it makes you feel not to open up anymore sa mga tao. Parang gusto mo na mag-put up ng wall kasi feeling mo wala nang gustong makinig sa'yo. Feeling mo talagang people are already rejecting you dahil sawang-sawa na sila sa mga problema mo. Let me tell you, si God hindi ganyan. Okay? Because katulad nung sinabi ko kanina na He is a God who listens. In fact, hindi kanya pakikinggan at pag-aaksaya ng panahon kung wala siyang compassion sa'yo. Remember that time na lahat tayo, no, nung hindi pa tayo Kristiyano, we were in our room. Or probably ikaw ngayon, nakikinig ka ngayon dito, wala kang relasyon sa Panginoon, bigla ka lang nakita mo itong online service natin. So probably you're crying on your room, you feel helpless. Let me tell you, God heard everything about your cries, about your pain, okay? About your afflictions. In fact, the Bible also mentioned that He is close to the brokenhearted. Psalm 22 verse 24 said, "For He has not despised or abhorred the affliction of the afflicted," listen to this, "and He has not hidden His face from him, but has heard." Okay, but has heard. Okay, when He cried to Him. Isaiah 59 verse 1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, or His ear dull that it cannot hear." Wow! You see, ito pong mga klaseng scripture na to, no, na binasa ko sa inyo, would really give us confidence in our God, knowing that He listens attentively to our afflictions, that He listens, okay, dun sa mga cries natin. And we should all the more run to Him and pour out our concerns kung alam natin na nakikinig si God sa atin. Instead of running away from God, we should all the more run going towards His way. Why? Because He cares. Lastly, not only God is a God who seeks and finds, not only God is a God who listens, but He is a God who sees. That's why He was called Elroy. In verse 13, sabi na, "So she called the name of the Lord who spoke to her, 'You are a God of seeing,' for she said, 'Truly here I have seen Him who looks after me.'" Okay, therefore the well was called Beer Lahairoi. It lies between Kadesh and Bered. Now, that comforting encounter of Hagar with God opened her spiritual eyes to see, okay, who God is. Okay, that nothing was hidden from God. Siguro, yung ano, sobrang na-surprise siya that Elroy knows her name. Remember, God called her Hagar, not as a slave or servant. Okay? And that God exactly knows kung ano yung pinagdadaanan niya. Kaya nga, di ba, pinababalik siya ni God kay Sarah. God is asking him to submit to her. Now, for her, nagkaroon siya ng revelation that God is a God who sees and looks after her and Ishmael. And through this revelation, Hagar experienced God's compassion, okay, for her and her son. And that revelation, okay, talagang alam mo, nag-boost sa kanya, no, ng self-confidence, okay? Nag-boost ng confidence siya probably, okay, na hindi siya nag-iisa. Na mayroong plano si God sa buhay niya at sa buhay ng anak niya. And she continued to experience Elroy's compassion also in Genesis chapter 21 in verse 10. Well, ito naman yung time now when Sarah was persuading Abraham to cast out Hagar and Ishmael dun sa lugar nila, no? But the Lord still sees and looks after them. In fact, the Lord God promised Hagar that He will multiply her offspring and confirm it to her what the Lord said to her in chapter 16, that the Lord God will bless and multiply, making Ishmael into a great nation. And God mentioned this to both Abraham and Hagar. Let's read that in Genesis 21 verse 13. Ito yung unang kinausap ng angel of the Lord si Abraham. Sabi niya, "And I will make a nation of the son of the slave woman also, because he is your offspring." Okay? Then in verses 17 to 18, same chapter, Genesis 21, ito naman yung the angel of the Lord spoke to Hagar. Sabi rito, "And God heard the voice of the boy, and the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, 'What troubles you, Hagar? Fear not, for God has heard the voice of the boy where he is. Up, lift up the boy and hold him fast with your hand, for I will make him into a great nation.'" Wow! You see, these verses shows us that even Hagar was not part of the promise of God. Ganun din si Ishmael. Okay, even if they're not part of the promise of God to Abraham and Sarah, still, through God's compassion, He did not forget to bless Ishmael. Okay, and telling Hagar that He will make Ishmael into a great nation. Now, this just displays that we have a compassionate God who not only sees, but also includes the outcasts and forgotten, okay, the foreigners, the Gentiles, like us before, to be part of that covenant relationship. And this is fulfilled, okay, through our Lord Jesus Christ. What's the connection of this to all of us? Remember po, tayong mga Kristiyano ngayon who also experience being pursued by God. Naalala niyo po ba yun? Diba? Recalling our time na we were in a miry clay and yet the Lord rescued us. Okay? This is also our turning point. Kung saan experience po natin yung mercy and compassion ng ating Diyos. And all Elroy did not only see us, but just like Hagar, God also listens to our afflictions. Okay? God also listens to our cries. And of course, He looks after us. Mula noon hanggang ngayon na even in this time of pandemic. Diba, naalala nyo last year, kahit na sobrang challenging, the Lord has been there for us. Hindi tayo iniwan ni God. Diba? He is looking after all of us. And then, the story of Hagar has revealed to us a Lord who is Elroy, but also a compassionate God. The one who seeks and finds, the one who listens, sees, and looks after us. So what now? Having heard all about Elroy, o kung sino siya, what can we do now as Christians? As I've mentioned earlier, we may not be in the same boat as Hagar, but as Christians, I believe we can start reaching out to our loved ones. We can start reaching out to our office mates, our old friends, especially those whom we know who are also in the same situation with Hagar. I believe also that we can go back to our oikos and then learn to listen to their stories patiently. Okay, lalo na ngayon, no? Ang daming pinagdaanan ng mga tao. Who among you believe? People are looking for someone who would listen to them, who would listen to their cries, who would listen to their afflictions. And I hope na as God's people, we will be there. We will be there for them. Amen? Lastly, let this year, okay, be a moment for us wherein we can intentionally show compassion to people. Just like what Matthew 9 verse 36 said, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Ganito po nakita ni Elroy si Hagar, I believe. I believe nakita ni God that Hagar was helpless. She was harassed. She was like a sheep without a shepherd. Again, Elroy didn't only saw the crowd, but he acted on it. Okay? Hindi lang basta compassion yung hindi lang siya basta nakaramdam na compassion, but the Lord acted on it by healing people, by teaching and discipling them. The most important thing is that when Elroy's compassion was displayed on the cross more than 2,000 years ago. So what's our point in our preaching? That our God is awesome because He is ever seeing and ever compassionate. Let us pray. Father, thank you, God, for this morning. Lord, I pray for your people today. Probably, Lord, your people today are not in the same boat, just like Hagar. But I believe, Lord, na you can give us an opportunity, Lord God, to minister to other people, especially to those who are hurting, to those who are lost, to those who are looking for people that could listen to them. Lord, I pray that you would use us. Would you raise your hand right now wherever you are? Lord, may you use your people today, especially in this time of pandemic. Lord, may we become somebody that would not only lend a hand, but also would give our ears, God, to the stories of people. Or maybe you are here today, okay? You don't know God yet, and yet, nangyari na nakapanood ka na itong preaching na to. I believe God wants to heal and restore you. Probably sinasabi mo, wala namang nakakarinig sa iyo. But according to our preaching, to the Word of God, that He is a God who sees and listens. Let me tell you, lahat nakita ni God, lahat narinig ni God about you. And I believe God is calling you right now to come to Him in humility. And I believe, let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for healing to those who are hurting. Lord, I pray, God, that you bring restoration as well to those who have broken relationships in Jesus' name. I also want to pray to those people na nagkaroon na unbelief towards God, probably because of what you have experienced in the past. Lord, may you also heal those people against any unbelief. Lord, may you give them right now a new kind of faith, a faith that would trust, a faith, Lord God, that would run towards you in Jesus' name. If there's any lies that you have embraced, probably you are also a Christian dahil meron kang matinding pinagdaanan, lalo na last year nung nagdaan tayo sa mga pandemic. Probably baka merong lies kang na-embrace in your heart or in your head. I want to pray for you. Lord, I come against any lies, Lord God, of the enemy. I pray, Lord God, that these people, Lord God, would know that you care for them. Lord, we may not understand kung ano po yung nangyari last year, but in your perfect time, haya at tutulungan mo, Lord God, na maunawaan ito ng mga tao right now who are embracing lies, Lord God, in them. May you set them free from any lies, from any unbelief, in the name of Jesus. Also, Lord, I just want to pray for those people na to have a stronger faith this year. If that is you, would you raise your hand right now? Thank you, Father. Lord, even myself, I pray for a greater faith this year, Lord God. We don't know, Lord God, kung ano yung mangyayari in the next coming months. But we don't want to worry about that. But we want to focus on you. We want to fix our eyes on you. Okay? The starter and finisher of our faith, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, Lord, that we will not be shaken, Lord God, this year because we have a God who will stand with us, Lord, who will be with us, who's on our side every single day. In Jesus' name. Lastly, I just want to pray for those who are going in the right direction. I believe God is knocking at the door of your heart today. Why? Because He wants you to return to Him. If that is you, you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I repent from all my ways. I realize today that I am lost. God, na I am running away from you. And today, God, I want to go back to you by receiving you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me, Lord God, sa lahat ng mga kasalanan ko. And help me, Lord God, to turn away from all these sins. Lord God, I believe that you died on the cross and after 3 days you rose again from the dead. Thank you also, God, not only for forgiving all my sins, but for giving me eternal life today. I receive it with all of my heart. Help me to love you, to follow you, and serve you for the rest of my life. This I ask in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Kung ikaw po yung nanalangin na yun, no? So you may scan this QR code na makikita mo sa screen, okay? Or you may message us so that we can connect with you, so that we could pray for you also. Hindi lang yan para matulungan ka namin in your new journey. Again, it's good to know that we have a God, okay, who seeks and finds. We have a God who listens. And we have a God who sees everything in us. And I pray that it will cause us all the more to live a life that would honor Him and that would please Him. God bless you, everyone. See you next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.